what ain't getting better, they getting worse. Feel the thirst, not just the verse, but hoping truth gets dispersed. Spend thousands of dollars on a purse, only to quickly get outdated and faded, feeling jaded, about to burst. Honesty is cut to gears, a feeling insignificant, too legit to quit it. Always ragging on the president, I'm hesitant, but heaven sent to bring light to the darkness. Sometimes can be discouraged, but focus on the harvest. The hardest part is to guard your heart. Can't trust in our own wisdom, cause it's tainted from the start. We fallen, we fail, miss the mark, hands were nailed. Blinded by sin, the whole world should be reading in braille. But we prevail and yet continue to live in ignorance. Always having the answers, fighting depression with stimulants. When will we as a society reach sobriety? Focusing on IEDs, but don't even know RIDs. Distracted by the bling and the rings, all these things selling our souls to accomplish all our dreams. Huh, it seems, huh, that maybe this world can't fulfill my deepest desires, but that's all you know, so still. You're running drugs, running sex, running people and think that they will fill the empty void, yet the pleasure is gone in a blink of your eyes. Don't be surprised, we all going insane. We repeat the cycle daily, yet nothing ever changes. Sometimes we brain dead, knowing what we should do, yet ignoring it for pages of the latest self-help book. For my self-help looks like I ain't got a clue in the world my self-help shook. But it's all good, I just ignore my problems and assume I'm misunderstood. So you grind, you hustle, get to the top of your class, make more money than others and do your best to make it last. You a king in your own mind. Death is coming and you wish that you had more time. But death waits for no man, no man. And don't care about your plans, because death is out of your hands. But that ain't the end of the story, cause there's glory to reveal. You're hungry for the truth, so I come to offer a meal. Everyone always looks to teachers, cause we gotta learn. It's your turn to follow the teacher who grades on the curve. Cause the test we all failed, but he took the penalty for all of us with three nails. Males and females, it's the story that we tell. Free of charge so you can't find it in no retail. The truth to the matter is this proof on the platter. Death or life, it's time to choose the latter. Life is freely given to those willing to receive. We broke the law of God, so Jesus the Christ came to bleed. See, when you break the law, you gotta pay a fine. But God's law is so important that it will cost your life. See, we deserve to die, we deserve to rot. And it's all our fault cause we know what's calling the shots. No one deserves heaven, even on your best day. But Jesus did it all, we gotta say yes to the sensei. We do things his way and we see God on our side. When we're filled with God's spirit, depression has to hide. So more than just entertainment, you gotta learn today that you must repent, and that means that you must turn away from your evil ways, from the things that God don't want. And when you feel God's love, you will have no need to flaunt. So the choice is yours, tell me which one will you choose. Jesus has his arms wide open, we call that good news. The family of God is open to you on one condition. Surrender your heart to Jesus, cause it's time to transition.
All right. Good afternoon to our radio listeners. This is your train conductor, D. Smith, with 3T Radio. That's right, 3T Radio today, live BBS radio. We right now want to encourage everybody to tune in. Make sure that you call in. We have several ways for you to hear the show. Number one, you can call in by phone, and that number is 805-399-1000, access code 769-608#. And you can hear the show right from your radio, right from your cellular phone, and you can tune right into everything that's going on. But we also encourage you to call in and be a part of this awesome show that we have today. And that call-in number is 888-429-5471. And you can also access the show on the Internet as well. Go right through www.teen-train.org, which is our Internet, our website. And then what you do is then you go, it'll take you directly to BBS Radio. You will click on Station 2. And then when you go to Station 2, you're going to have different listening options. You could just click on Listen, and then you'll be right there with us, a part of what's going on today. So I want to welcome all of our listening audience today, parents, youth, people that are just kind of catching on to what's happening with the train. We welcome you today. We're excited to have you be a part of the show today. I'm really excited today because I got an awesome, awesome guest that's going to be a part of the train today, the train ride today. And this sister, I've had the pleasure to meet her. I've been a partaker of her ministry, things that she has sent to me personally, has blessed my life. And I want to, without further ado, introduce our awesome guest for today, who is a radio and television host and a motivational speaker. Everybody get ready to be blessed. We got our sister, the one and only Divine, on 3T Radio today. What's up, Divine?
Hello, hello to you, and thank you so much for inviting me as a guest on 3T Radio. It is phenomenal to hear what other people have to say about you, because I don't look at myself like that. I don't consider, I'm telling you, I was talking to a pastor friend of mine, and I was just saying that I don't consider what I do as a ministry. I just consider what I do to be something that I'm supposed to do.
Wow.
So I don't, you know, the whole aspect of titles or ministry or whatever, I don't need any of that. I just want to help people change their lives and let people know that it doesn't matter what you've experienced, what you're going through, where you come from, who your parents are, you still are destined for greatness.
I know that's right. Well, girl, you're doing some great things. I love your spirit. I love your heart, you know, just the humility. And I think that's what draws people to you, Divine. I know it did it for me. I mean, you know, just the positive messaging that you send via the text, you know, just your talk show topics and just how you plug into your audience and you tune in to what's happening with them, and then you're able to articulate that message just beautifully. I'm so honored to have you on the show today. Really, I am. I mean, it's a blessing, girl.
Well, I appreciate it, but you're doing a great work, too, with our young adults, and that's a challenge because nowadays it's so easy for us to say that they are not on track. We hear about it in the news. We see it, and to be able to create an organization that helps them see the other side is outstanding, too, so I commend you for the work that you're doing.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I got a secret for you. You inspired me to do this whole radio thing, and I don't know.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, you did, girl, because I'm telling you, just listening to you, seeing your energy, seeing how you connect with the people, and how you create a platform for people to share what's going on with them, real issues, because today, you know, people want to try to just pray stuff away. People just want to just think they can sweep it under the rug, and Divine Aid sometimes just ignore it. Just, I even hear some of the kids as a counselor when I'm talking to them about just some of the anger that they may be exhibiting or how they're dealing with, you know, just bullying, things of that nature. And they say, well, you know, I just ignore it. Well, you know what? Does that make it go away? And then they tell me no. I'll say, well, okay, now we got to do something different because it's not going away. So what you do through your ministry is you address these things head on. And that's what I want us to talk about today, too. I want to talk about, you know, man, I'd like for you to personalize your bio. Your bio is phenomenal. I don't want to read it verbatim, but I'd like you to kind of, for our listening audience, personalize that. Just let them know Divine the person. So if you could just tell everybody a little bit about yourself and how you got where you are today.
Absolutely. Well, first off, I could say that in terms of my bio, it was something through experience. I had no idea. Like, all my life, I knew that I would be great. From the time I came out of my mom's womb, I was fortunate enough to have a father who told me that I would do great things.
Yeah,
so I internalized that, in a sense, but not really knowing. So I was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Again, I was fortunate. I had a mom who stayed at home. My dad was the provider. Mm-hmm. But even with that type of lifestyle, on the outside, everything looked good. On the inside, it was kind of hectic because I had to live through some experiences that most young adults are dealing with now with their parents. So I graduated from Austin High School, class of 91, so I'm telling my age. I'm proud to be 40 because I'm looking
at
25.
All right, girl, West Side for real, well, concrete jungle, right?
yes. So yeah. I didn't take life serious. When I graduated from high school, you know, I'm going to be real with you guys. I was a pretty young lady and had a nice body, and my whole view was I'm just going to work and handle my business, and I'll have a guy take care of me, and I did. But the guy that I was blessed enough to meet saw something in me greater than I could see in myself.
Wow.
So he was like, go back to school, go back to college, and I did. So I ended up going back to college, and I completed my bachelor's of business administration with a specialization in management. Again, not really knowing that I will be where I am today.
Man,
I was
good.
Introduced to the banking industry. I worked in banking. When I left banking, I left as an assistant manager of Bank of America and transitioned into education.
Mm.
And when I transitioned into education, the light bulb went off because where I work is an untraditional schooling. We deal with students from 25 on up.
Okay.
And to talk to people who feel like their situation is hopeless. And I'm like, no, we all have lived through things. We've all experienced things in life. It's not where you come from. It's where you're going.
Come on. Say that again. Say that again.
It's not where you come from. It's where you're going.
That's
so
good.
Through that, I was exposed to talking to people all over the nation and still have students that have graduated years ago that call my phone and say, thank you. So I went through a transition in my life where I was in church, I was married, I thought I was doing the right thing, I changed my people, places, and things, but my attitude was so warped. You know, I lived under street philosophy. The best way to get over one man was to get under another, get all that you can. You know, so my mentality was warped, and I was in church, again, I was married, again, I was in ministry, okay?
Wow.
So I want people to stop thinking just because you're in church and you in ministry that it washes away the problems. No. Actually, we all have some deep-seated issues that we have to eventually confront.
Yeah.
And I kept asking, God, why am I going around this same old mountain over and over again? It's
Amen.
Just with different people.
Wow.
So I began to journalize what I was experiencing. I shut it down. No more dating for me, no more anything for a good 6 months. And then that's when the birth of I Want to Be Free came forth, which is my book.
Yeah.
And in I Want to Be Free, I talk about how we could be beautiful, we can have the success, we can have the home, we can have the car, we can have the friends, we can make a lot of money, but on the inside we're crying at night looking for something that a man or a woman cannot feel.
Wow.
I talk about how we are one way on the outside, but at night when behind closed doors, we're questioning who we are. We're compensating for the emptiness with success, and people don't realize that the reason I'm pushing and I'm driving so much, yeah, I'm a go-getter, but deep down inside, I need this to fill that void because there's something wrong, and I don't know what it is.
Man, that's powerful. That is so powerful.
So,
I
realized that it was my connection with God. I was in church. My mom went to church. I was with her. I knew church. I knew how to do church, you know, but I didn't have a personal relationship with God.
Yes.
And my journey as far as personal relationship with God, everything about me is unconventional. So I rededicating my life back to God in a hair salon.
Wow.
My hairdresser.
That's why you're getting
saved.
Your dude done, huh?
Yes, my hairdresser was saved and was praying over me every
That's
time
awesome.
She was doing my hair. And
wow.
One time I went to the salon and she was doing my hair and I just started to cry. Bill Whiston was actually playing in the background. I can't tell you what it was.
Wow.
And I said, it's something missing in my life. I love him, by the way. I accepted Christ. I love him. I accepted Christ right there in the salon. I went to Living Word that Sunday, got baptized in the Spirit with the gift of speaking in tongues. And even though I went through that whole process, we have to stop believing just because you give your life to God or because you're in church that things are going to be easy.
Yep.
We have to eliminate the thought process that, you know, we're not going to struggle with the old things. We have this facade that just because I'm in church, everything is okay, and it's a lie.
Yep.
And when I wrote I Want to Be Free, I had no idea that it was going to touch and change the lives of women because I was transparent but very real in the book.
Yeah.
And through that, it gave birth to me having conversation forums with women. And something that I say, when we are in these forums, if you're super churchy, if you live off your title, if you feel that you're better than people, I need you to leave now. Because we leave all of the superficial foolishness
That's right.
at the door.
That's
because
right.
in these type of forms, we hit it hardcore. And through the book, God opened up other doors, and I started on Blog Talk Radio as a co-host, and I thank God for this young lady. Her name is Diamond Brown, and mm-hmm. she gave me an opportunity, which transitioned into he say, she say, what would do you say? Mm. And you're absolutely right. The platform hits things directly in the face. My philosophy is for far too long, we've been putting a Band-Aid over things that need stitches. So what we have to do is we have to start talking about it, and you have to respect people for where they are. How many times have you been in conversations and you heard somebody say, that's stupid or that's dumb? I would never do that.
Oh, yeah, quite often.
Okay? Do you know the moment we do that, we shut them down and eliminate their ability to communicate about how they're feeling? And everyone in a crowded room needs each other. We have the power to heal each other. We don't have to stand in a prayer line and get hands laid on us, and I'm not coming against that. But in a room, we have the power to motivate, to encourage, to pray, to impart, and to help people become who they need to be. But we have to remove the judgmental attitude. We had a forum one time, and it was for men and women, and one of my corporate buddies is dating this guy from the hood.
Mm-hmm.
The guy can only communicate hood language, but he was hurting.
Right.
There were so many people in the room looking at him the way he communicated, and I shut it down. I said, at some point in time, all of us ain't been articulate. Again, I was born and raised on the west side of Chicago.
That's right.
I invested in my speaking ability through Toastmasters. So
that's right.
You can't look at that person any different than you are. And when I said that, the room opened up because we can only communicate in the way that we know how. If a person is used to using profanity, that's all they know.
That's all
if
they
a person
know.
Is used to talking proper, that's all they know. If a person is used to hollering and screaming, that's all that they know.
That's
but
right.
We have to allow them to be who that they are so we can use discernment and be a blessing to them.
Man, that is so powerful, Divine. And everything you said is right on the money, because, you know, people have to be honest about where they are. And then a lot of times people don't even know where they are. And mm-hmm. I'd like for you to kind of speak to that piece right there in terms of how do you help them to get to that place. I like something you said, let's remove the judgment, because then people mm-hmm. begin to feel safe. You know, I had a guest on the show a few weeks ago, and he was a teacher, and he talked about the power of safety in the classroom so that kids wouldn't be ashamed to ask questions. And so I think that's almost a similar type of, you know, thing that you do even when you are trying to get people to open up and get this healing in their lives. So why don't you share a little bit, Divine, about how do you help people to even recognize that they need help? Because, you know, folk, like you said, they have the facade and they wear the masks, and, you know, and sometimes people do it so long, they're just professional pretenders. So how do you help those type of people, particularly our young people who are, you know, the folks that I, in my opinion, feel are being most impacted by this, because they're seeing it with the adults. And, you know, and then they begin to follow that same behavior. And before you mm-hmm. know it, we all just pretending.
Well, first off, in order for you to really be helpful to anyone, you have to first be real with yourself. And you have to understand that we are all saved by grace, not of works.
Yes. Amen.
None of us on this earth are perfect.
Yep.
None of us. And a lot of us, even though our secret sins have not been revealed because of God's grace, we're still dealing with issues.
Yes.
So when you're able to realize that I am not perfect and I'm around these people that are not perfect, but it's still something that I can give to them, then that's the first step. Secondly, the whole thing with judgmental attitude. A lot of people can help you. A lot of people can receive help. But the whole idea of I think I'm better than you because I have this, or I think I'm better than you because of that, or my kids go to a certain school and your kids go to the hood school, or I live in this community. We have to eliminate that, and we have to be friendly. We have to be open.
Yeah.
And we're so tight and we're so close that it's a shame that there's a greater population of people that go to church, but on their jobs. They so busy speaking about the church that they go to that they're not acting or walking in love.
Yeah, there are
more people that are saying certain things about who they are, but they got funky, nasty attitudes. Their their demeanor makes you want to go any opposite direction.
Yes.
So you have to present yourself in a way that makes you open. Every day people around me know every day is a happy Monday, happy Tuesday, happy Wednesday. I know that women have a hard time communicating. I break down barriers. Girl, those are some nice shoes you have on. How you doing today? And next, I'm serious. You know, you have to realize certain things. Guys, when you are gorgeous, guys are going to automatically talk to you. So guys are easy for me. But women, it's somewhat hard. And then after I break that barrier, or God breaks the barrier, then from there I'm able to talk to them, and I can discern, you know what, you don't look good today. Is there something I can do? You need a hug today.
Yeah,
and that hug could eventually mean that they're crying. Now they're crying, they may not ever say what's wrong with them, but at least they know that you're present.
Man, that's good.
And those are the same things with our young adults. You know, it's easy for us to be on the outside looking in, but we don't realize that a greater population of our young adults are now being raised by Big Mama.
The mother
and the father are no longer around.
Wow,
so can you imagine how they feel lost? My mom and my daddy don't want me. They're acting out in school. They're rebelling. No one is really talking to them to find out what's wrong because we're so moved by their behavior.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true. That is so true.
So many of our youth, they are, and you know, they're in the streets because their mom and their father may be at home doing things that they don't want to be a part of. But we're ignoring them because of their behavior. We're not talking to them. We're not praying to them. We're talking at them, and we're talking about them.
Wow.
But we're not praying and fasting for these babies. We're just not.
That's so good for the parents right there, you know, to, you know, don't talk at your children, moms and dads, those that are listening in right now. You know, Divine just said something, and I believe she said it under the anointing. You know, pray for them, fast for them, you know, and one of the things about love confronts. So, you know, when you see things that's not right, you know, address it, but, you know, have a listening ear, so that we can understand what's really in the heart of that child, and then, you know, hold them accountable to doing something better and something different. So I really love that nugget that you just dropped, because I think, you know, just like we got the kids that are hurting, we got these hurting parents, and then, you know, you got the blind leading the blind, and the scripture says they all end up in a ditch. So, you know, you got folk that they hurting and they haven't dealt with their hurt. And what do we know about hurting people? They do what, Divine? They hurt other people.
Hurt
you know
people,
what I mean?
Hurt people, hurt people.
That's right. So it's a vicious cycle. It's a vicious cycle. And, you know, and I know you've been a woman of God, and, you know, you talked about my pastor, you know, hey, you know, Dr. Weston, he's definitely doing some powerful things out there. I like for you to, because one of the things that I'm seeing with your ministry and just the power of what you're doing, you know, you're using social media a lot. You know, you're sending these messages through there. I mean, there's times I get messages from you first thing in the morning. I'm like, man, that's what I need. And then I text you back and say, hey, man, I received that, you know, because it'll be just what I needed. And so talk about the power of social media, Divine, and how it's being even abused today with our young people, just the danger of it as well.
Well, the first thing is we know that everything that we do and the influence, the power of influence comes through what you see and what you hear.
Okay.
So with the power of influence coming through what you see or what you hear, you have to determine if it's going to be positive or negative. And with that, determining if it's positive or negative, then you can decide to choose. Life is about choices.
Yeah.
What I'm noticing is if the different rap artists can go out here and show pictures of getting turned up and drinking, if they can utilize this to encourage our youth to do things that are outlandish, why we can't use the same functions or the same routes and utilize this to do something positive?
Yeah.
And that's something that we have to be able to reach people at the method that they can be reached. back in the day when we were in school, we had a blackboard. Nowadays, the classrooms are being filled with computers.
That's right.
Teachers are texting parents to let them know of upcoming assignments. We have to be transparent enough in who we are to change with the time so that we're able to reach people. And I do. I text every day. I use Facebook. I use LinkedIn. I use Twitter. I use anything that I can find to put the messages out there because I know that people are going to see it. They may never comment, but if it's out there, you're going to read it.
That's right.
And that's what we have to do as parents. We have to do that as leaders. We have to do that without a title. You have to find a way to reach in a way that they can understand and comprehend. And you have to deliver in a way that everyone, if it's a CEO to the person on the street, that they can receive something from it.
Man, that's good. That is so good. What do you say to the parent, Divine, who has the kid, who has adopted that mindset? You remember that old DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince song, Parents Just Don't Understand? You remember that, don't
mm-hmm.
you, Divine? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
girl. You know, that's what music. Music is so different.
All right, again,
you know what I mean? We're going to have a special segment where we're going to talk about just how music has shifted from one
Ooh,
place to another.
Yes.
Today. That could be like five or six shows right there in itself. But, you know, that song they had out, real popular, even the video was just, it had me just, man, in stitches because, you know, they showed parents not understanding. And to
mm-hmm.
this day, we got kids that still feel that way. And the truth of the matter is there's nothing new under the sun. What they're doing, we've done. You know what I mean? But what
mm-hmm.
do you say to that parent who's at their wit's end with the child? Because that kid has basically shut down, and in their mind, mom don't understand, dad don't understand, oh, dad not here, and mom can't, you know, I can't relate to her or whatever. You know, what would you say to that type of parent in terms of, you know, how do they now rethink a method of connecting with that child or maybe some other options they should take?
First off, I am a firm believer of prayer, but I realize that everyone may not pray or they may feel that they don't know how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is the case and you have done all that you possibly can do with your child within your means, then you should seek out someone that you trust to talk to them.
Yes.
There's a phrase that I live by, like a man can teach a man how to be a man, but a woman can teach a young boy how to be a man.
There you go.
So in some instances, we can only give what we know. And there are a lot of single mothers, and now there's an ever-increasing number of single fathers.
Yeah.
It takes a village to raise a child. And when I was young, I said, that's the dumbest statement ever. But
right.
growing up and having to raise my nephew, I'm not a biological mom. I didn't give birth to this kid, but when my mom died, I took on this responsibility, and I felt like I was being thrown into this. I'm like, God, you punishing me. I don't have no more freedom. I can't do what I want to do, you know, and I resented it. Let me just, but, you know, I'm a truthful person. I resented it. The first 6 months, I just wanted to just, you know, scream out loud.
Right.
And this kid was dealing with his problems because my brother wasn't really active in his life. He did not know his mother. The only mom he knew died at 13.
Wow.
So now I'm taking on this child who is troubled, who is lost, who doesn't understand life, who is really now being ridiculed because he don't act like everybody else. He's being rejected because he doesn't look like everybody else. How do I deal with this? I don't know what it takes to mother. I don't know
right.
what it takes to nurture.
Mm.
I just got thrown in the fire. Help me out here.
Right.
So
you say you feel like the Hebrew boys, huh?
I'm telling you. I'm like, somebody help me, please. I began to pray, and I asked God to bless me with people that were parents, people that understood what he needed and were able to sow into his life, but to help me be what I needed to be.
Wow.
And at that particular time, I was dating a gentleman who lost his mom at 19 or 20 and lost his dad at 28. And he stepped into this role as father. Then his family, now I say his family, not mine, his family, he has a cousin, she was like, I got this. So she began to teach me certain principles of mothering. And then through prayer, it began to work. So I was able to break down the barriers. I was able to understand. I know what you did before you did it. Now, let's admit, a lot of times as parents, we act like we were perfect. And that's the number one mistake. So
right.
We expect perfection from our children. We lied about where we were. We broke curfew all the time.
Right.
We took, if you had an allowance, you took your allowance money and spent it on stuff you didn't do. Some
right.
of us were drinking. Some of us were smoking. And a lot of us were sexing.
Wow.
So I don't
right.
know why, as a parent, if we had all of this bottled up emotion and wanted to wild out and do things, what make you think your kid not going through the same thing?
Come on now. That is so good right there. And you know what? And I know
so,
we got some people. Go ahead, Divine. I'm sorry.
Instead of us looking at the reality for what it is and talking to the kid, we sugarcoat it. You want to be friends with your? No, you can't. Look, baby. I know that you're 13 and 14. Your body is developing, and you're going to start having these urges you've never had before. We need to have the conversation about sex. Look, I know that right now being turned up, drinking and smoking is the thing to do. Let's talk about the consequences of being turned up as a 16-year-old.
Man, girl, see, you know what? That's what I love about your ministry. It's up in the right in the face, smack dab in the middle of this thing. But what we want to do is we want to take a commercial. And for our
okay.
listening audience, we want to get you all involved in this conversation because Divine is hitting on some stuff. And I know people want to get involved in some of this, and they want to, you know, put their comments on it, and we want that. So we're going to get ready to take a commercial. Divine, you stay right with us, girl, because when we come back,
okay.
we're going to pick right back up on this. So right now we're going to a commercial.
Transition Music, Volume 1, with classic tracks like Dream On. Gotta prove something.
I gotta prove something.
And gotta have more.
So I gotta have more.
Download the album for free at jitterproductions.com/transition. That's JITA productions.com/transition. Have you transitioned yet?
Okay, we back live with 3T Radio. And we got our special guest today, Divine, and Divine has been sharing a lot of good information in terms of how to just kind of connect with your kids and even with people in general and not be so churchy that we really can't be personable and really impact people for Christ. And I love what she's sharing. We got some people that are calling in right now. And for our radio listener right now that's called in, can you say who you are? Why don't we get right back to what you were sharing on, and as our listeners are starting to call in, and I want to just repeat that number for the call-in people right now. That number is 888-429-5471. Call in anytime, and we will plug you right into the conversation. So Divine, let's get right back to just this upfront conversation with the youth that you said parents need to be having, because you were really in a good flow with that, and I wanted to just kind of take a break and then come right back to it. So can you pick right back up on that?
Yeah, I was just saying how at one point we were all going through the whole teenage phase and how we dealt with a slew of emotions. And we were subject to everything that the youth are being subject to now. And so we had to deal, most of us were drinking, we were smoking, we were sexing, we were cutting class, we were going to the mall, we were breaking curfew, we was at parties we weren't supposed to. We did everything that the youth are doing now, but what we're doing is we're not addressing it in that manner. So instead of us talking to them and saying, you know what, I have been there, I understand where you're coming from, let's talk about it. I was mentioning how this whole new word about being turned up with the drinking and smoking, instead of us sitting down and saying, well, at age 15 to 16, if you're drinking and you're smoking or if you're being turned up, this is what the repercussions may be. If
right.
you're out here and for some reason or another, we have a tendency of the sex talk, we run away from it. I did a show on it.
Yeah,
and I was saying how parents especially those that were teenage parents, they are saying, well, I don't want my kids to have sex. Well, none of us want our kids to have sex.
Exactly.
But if you got pregnant at 16, what were you doing?
Exactly. You know what, Devine, we got a caller that just came in right now. Caller, identify yourself, please.
Hi, this is Reggie.
Hey, Reg. Reggie or Reg, which one is it?
We could go with Reggie or Reg, my brother. How are you?
How you doing, Reggie? Reggie, you are live on 3T Radio with our special guest, Devine. Brother Reg, what comment or question do you have?
Well, you know, first I just want to say your guest has put out so many great things, and we really need to pay attention to that. Also, Brother Smith, I'm really proud of you. For you all who don't know, Brother Smith and I have been friends for over 20 years, and to see some of the things that he's doing, and we've talked about 20 years ago, and now to see them being birthed is absolutely phenomenal.
Praise
so
God.
I just really am proud of you, Brother Dwayne, and the things that you're doing to help reach out to our youth.
Thank you. Thank you, Reg. I appreciate it, brother.
Sister Devine said some really powerful things about, not being judgmental.
Yeah.
A lot of us Christians will have a tendency to be judgmental. We can't do that because that turns people off.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's an Amish proverb that says, you can preach better with your life than with your lips.
Wow.
And so, you know, like Devine was saying, you know, at 16 years old, you had a baby, but you're telling your child, you did it. You were 16. Those things haven't changed when you were 16 till they are now. Have they gotten worse, better, or more? Yes, that's true. But, you know, we can preach better with our life than saying, oh, don't do this or don't do that. You know what I mean? Because children, our young people are watching. They're watching and they're listening.
Wow. Yeah,
and, I have to say I'm not a fan of rap music because of a lot of the negative things. And, you know, so I'm not trying to, you know, tear anybody down who's a fan of rap music, but I see some of the negative things. And it's always these videos are underlying that, you know what, if you deal, you can get these same things. You can do those same things. Well, I just want to quote President Kennedy, who said that those who foolishly ride the back of the tiger to inappropriately gain power eventually end up inside the tiger.
Wow.
So those negative things that you do, you're riding the back of that guy, you think eventually he's going to eat you up. And so we need to be straight with our youth. We need to let them know of the struggles and that they can overcome those struggles as well. I was watching the march this morning with Reverend Sharpton and Dr. King and other people who were speaking, and it just brought tears to my eyes because, you know, we ride on the shoulders of those people before us.
Yeah.
You know, I was blessed to have a wonderful dad who I lost at 16, you know, but I ride on his shoulders. I ride on Dr. King's shoulders. I ride on all those people who have come before me. It is my duty. It is my duty. I am my brother's keeper.
Mm.
It is my duty to help those. It is my duty to speak to that young man and tell him, you know, pull up your pants, son. It is my duty to tell that young lady, you know what, you can do better than that. So it is our duty. We are our brother's keeper.
Man, that is so good, Brother Reggie. And you know, and you the type of guy, brother, you know, what you say is who you are, and that's what I love about you, man. And I know that Devine will be plugging back in with us as well shortly. I think we had a connection.
I'm here.
Issue. Oh, she's there. Okay, great. I remember, Brother Campbell, when you and I were together, even at the mall, we saw some young men you know, of African-American descent, and their clothes are hanging up off them, and we out here in Oak Brook Mall, you know what I mean? And everybody looking at them all weird and giving them these real negative stares, and you and I were courageous enough and caring enough and, like, divine, you know, man, we're going to be bold, we're going to deal with this thing. We talked to them brothers. Remember, we pulled them to the side, come to find out they were both college students. One of them was an accomplished pianist, you know what I mean? And another one was, was majoring in mute and business administration, but this look that they had, you know, it was speaking louder than anything else. And so, you know, just that opportunity to kind of touch base with them, man, you know, I believe them brothers will never forget that, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And I know I told you this story, you know, this is about maybe 2 or 3 months ago. I was driving through the McDonald's by my house, and there's this black kid that works in the McDonald's, really nice kid, and I see him sometimes when I drive through. Well, he was leaving with his friend who works there as well. And his friend had his pants sagging, you know, and I live in Darien. And so he's walking around with his pants sagging. I got out of the drive-through line, and I drove up to him. I blew my horn and said, "Come here for a second, son," you know. And he came over, and I said, "Pull your pants up." He said, "Yes, sir, yes, sir." And he and I just had like a 2 or 3 minute conversation. And I can just see he was taking in what I was saying. And he said, "Well, thank you for talking to me." And I said, "You know what, son? Thank you for being open. Thank you for talking to me. Thank you for listening."
Yeah, that's good. That's real good. Divine, let me pull you back into this, and I know Brother Campbell was making some comments about some of the things that you were saying, and you know, Divine, what is, you know, when we, just like, you know, you said something again, you know, that a woman can't necessarily raise a boy to be a man, and we have to, you know, because there's just certain things that we have that God has put in us. And, you know, that balance is going to come from other things. And like you, and that really, really gave a lot of credence to the whole statement that it takes that village, because, you know, that village are those other male figures that need to come into the life of that male seed. And for that female that may be raised by a single dad, you know, bringing those type of women into her life to help balance things out. You know, we talked about how we, you know, have to address these young men. What are some things that you think, or some techniques that could be shared even to the mothers, or even some of the sisters who encounter these young ladies who are misguided and kind of headed down the wrong path?
The first thing I want to say that it's our responsibility to help, because if a lot of times as parents, we have to be honest, because your child lives in the house with you and they see your ins and outs, the good days and the bad days, you may not be able to reach your child. But if you're out there talking and putting positive energy out there to someone else's, your child will be taken care of. That's the first thing I want to say. Secondly, when it comes to a lot of the young ladies, we always look at appearance first. And I was listening to you gentlemen as you were conversating, and you were saying the appearance of. But those young men were kind enough to allow you in their space and to talk to them, and you planted seeds in their life because you didn't judge them. You will find that that's the first thing that we have to eliminate across the board, is the judgmental attitude. And then we have to always remember, what were we doing at this particular age? How many of us as young adults, your mom didn't want you to wear that short skirt to school, but you wore pants when you left out of the house, but when you went to the bathroom at school, you changed and put on that short skirt? How many, your mom didn't want you to wear lipstick? She didn't want you to do certain things, but you did it anyway. We have to revert back to what we were doing and who touched our lives and made a difference, and approach with love. If you go to somebody and say, "Well, you shouldn't be doing this, and you shouldn't be doing that, and I'm tired of this, and I don't understand this," I'm sorry, but as an adult, I'm going to shut you down.
Yeah.
So if you approach them the same way, they're going to tell you to mind your business. You're not my mama.
Yep.
Get
That's
out my face.
That is so true.
So, and the approach makes a huge difference, because, again, we don't know what they left when they left home. We don't know if they mad because they didn't eat. We don't know if the clothes that they have on is the only clothes that they have because mama took the money and had to pay another bill.
Yeah.
We don't know what their household situations may be. We don't know if mom is raising a kid off of one. We don't know. But if you take the time and you approach in love, hey, how are you doing today? I'm good. I'm good. What's wrong?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it. I know I had days I don't want to talk either, for real, but you grown. Yeah, I'm grown, but that don't make me exempt from problems. Well,
right.
This is what I'm going
right.
through. Next thing you know, they telling you everything.
That's right. That's right. That's right, because they feel safe. You know
exactly.
what I mean? They feel safe. Divine, that's so good. And again, for our listening audience, I want to encourage you to call in. That call-in number is 888-429-5471 with a question or comment for Divine and the information that she's given. We'd love to get your feedback on that because this dialogue is good. This is some good dialogue. And Brother Campbell, I know that you was calling, you shared some of the things that that you've encountered personally. Do you have a question for Divine about anything that she said so far?
Actually, I don't. But I just want to encourage her to continue the work. And she is so true that it's the approach. As a counselor, you and I know this, Brother Duane, that, you know, it's the approach. I mean, Divine is absolutely right. If you come up to me and you're telling me, well, Reg, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, I'm turning you off because you don't know where I've come from.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if I eaten that day. You don't know mm-hmm. what I just left. So, you know, we have to bend down and look that person in the eye and meet them where they are. Prior to lifting them up and so not be judgmental. And, you know, I just want to leave you guys with this, that I don't want to take up much of your time. I just want to leave you with this. You know, so there's a lot of times when I speak to young black men and I tell them of the things that are out here that you have no idea that were invented by black men.
Right.
And this is just something to be proud of. It's not just black history. This is human history. You know, and so just a couple things I want to read off. The invention of the lawnmower, the invention of the refrigerator, air conditioning, the third rail on the L train, the heating furnace, street sweeper, blood bank, refrigerated train car, comb, mop, the compass, the walkie-talkie, first open-heart surgery, the mailbox, the ink pen, the gas mask, potato chips, ice cream, the shoemaking machine, the stoplight, the elevator, the ironing board, the table lamp, on and on, on and on. And these were people who dealt with, who lived in a time when, you know, certain people were considered only three-fifths of a human being.
Right.
But they persevered. They persevered. And again, it's our duty to talk to these young people, to encourage them, to help them, to listen to them. Don't be judgmental. You know, it's the easiest thing to do is be judgmental. We don't, there's no room and there's no time for that. You know, we need to approach with love and openness of the heart. So, Divine, it was a pleasure listening to you, Brother Smith. You know, I love you with all my heart, and you just
yes,
keep
sir.
On keeping on.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Wow, Divine. I mean, man, he was rattling off some stuff. I was getting all excited over here, all over again.
Yeah,
because you know that stuff we read it, we heard it, but then to be reminded, and it seemed like, you know, that's something that needs to happen. We need to get these reminders back out there. Divine, I'd like for you to talk about your weekly broadcast. He say, she say, but what do you say? Talk about that to our listening audience so that they can kind of know what's happening with that, and then we can get people to kind of tune in to that as well. Why don't you tell us where that came out of? I know you mentioned it a little bit earlier, but I know since then we've had other people to kind of log in to the show. So just how that whole thing came about.
Well, as I was mentioning earlier, the show He Say, She Say, But What Do You Say? Came out of when I wrote and I published my book. It was a young lady that read it, and she had a relationship blog talk radio show. and she asked me to co-host with her. Now, mind you, I had no idea that I would be in media, television, or any of this. I just went with it. I was like, oh, okay, we're going to talk about some stuff I already know about. I can do that. Can I be me? Can I be real? Can I be raw? Can I be uncut? Because I can't sugarcoat. It's hard for me to put some brown sugar on this, right? So the show, it was a huge success. And at the time, my sister, she kept saying, you know, you need to do something on your own. It's time for you to walk by faith and not by sight. You need to step out on faith. And I'm like, no, I'm comfortable. Well, my sister, God bless her heart, she was like, you're going to do it, and you're going to do it now. Here's the phone. Here's the money to do it, and you're going to start next week.
Wow.
That's what happened. So I didn't have a name or a title for the show. I didn't have hosts for the show. I had nothing. Mm. And I called my best friend, and I said, this is what I see since it's been pushed upon me. And she said, the name of your show is going to be He Say, She Say. And I was like, okay. And I added, but what do you say?
Right.
And He Say, She Say, but what do you say is exactly that. You have an opinion, I have an opinion, but really, what's your opinion?
Exactly.
And on the show, we discuss topics many are too afraid to talk about, so that is my tagline, because we do exactly, we talk about everything from family to youth. Last week's show, we talked about marriage, who comes first, your spouse, your family, or your church. We've talked about married but living single. We have talked about things dealing with the youth. And actually, this Thursday night is dedicated to the teenagers and the young adults. The name of the show is called Turn Down for What? And we're going to talk about the whole idea of drinking, smoking, sexing. We're going to talk about teenage pregnancy. And they're going to call in and talk about it, not us.
Wow, that's good. And what day is the show and the times?
It's every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. It's Blog Talk Radio. So you'll call in, and the number is 347-215-8985. Again, the name of the show is He Say, She Say, What Will Do You Say? Blog Talk Radio Show is every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the number is 347-215-8985. And I post everything on Facebook. I post everything on Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And under all of what I just mentioned, all you have to do is type in Divine Gartley, which is D-I-V-I-N-E. Last name is Gartley, G-A-R-D-L-E-Y, and you will see everything regarding the show. You will see everything regarding what I'm doing.
That is good, and I'm glad you put that information out there because we want people to follow you. She's doing a great work, everybody. She really is. This sister's doing some dynamite stuff, and you know what? She had me actually had me to come and be a part of one of her live tapings. You remember that, Divine? We came out.
I sure do.
We had a show, and it was exciting. I mean, it was the very first time I was on the television set like that, and this sister, to see her flow, she was in her comfort zone and just engaging the audience and just, you know, had the musical artists on there and everything and just doing some wonderful stuff. Let me ask you, are there any other plans for live television tapings and things like that? Do you have stuff like that coming
up
soon?
Yes, thank you, God.
Talk about that. Tell us what's going on with that so we can follow you and stay up and support you. What's going on with it?
Well, first off, I've been blessed with a manager. And I'm a firm believer that when one door closes, another bigger and better door of opportunity opens. A lot of times we want microwave success. We want it right now. And it's not going to happen that way if you really trust God. So I want to put that in the atmosphere.
Yes.
But I was approached by a young lady, and she's actually a politician. And I will be on Suburban Comcast Channel 19. I'm waiting on the airing date this fall. So with it being Comcast Channel 19, you know how those shows, I have to find out how the show is going to be in rotation, if it's going to be every Thursday night. So once I find out the finalized date in terms of the times and the dates, I will let you know. So it will be on television coming soon this fall on Suburban Comcast Channel 19. Another opportunity has presented itself. My manager is creating a radio station, and it's 109.3. And what we're doing is we have an in-law, it's a studio. And if you need anything regarding, like, banners, video, photography work, business cards, T-shirts, it's like a one-stop shop. He has a studio area, and we've set it up just like a radio station. So it's 109.3. And we're bringing in artists from all over to talk about what they're doing. And then we're posting it on YouTube and all of the social networks. So I am a personality on that. This Friday, I have the honor of interviewing Jamal Cole. He is a young man who is doing incredible things, and he has a saying, my hood, my block, my city. I don't have to say nothing else after that. So he's going to be on the show this Friday. And then the other is I am hosting a Women Empowering Women conversation forum Saturday, October 19th. From 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. It is free. And what we're going to do is we're going to get raw and uncut about what's happening. I have a couple of special guests that are going to come in and talk. I have a young lady that's going to come in and talk about makeup because I have a lot of friends who love makeup, including myself, but don't know how to apply it. So it's going to be a good time of fellowship and conversation. It is a non-judgmental, no-holds-barred conversation, and it's going to be, again, Saturday, October 19th from 6 to 9 o'clock. And the location of that is Sarah Salon, which is 7017 West North Avenue in Oak Park. I want to give mad shots out to Nikki Styles because she allowed me to host all of my events in her salon. So that's what I have coming up, and I know that by faith next year, this time, I will be on a major network, and I will have paid sponsors. I know that in the name of Jesus that these doors are opening, and both of us will see the things that were envisioned are now coming to pass.
That's awesome. Well, you better look. You better have me on as a guest, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. You come. I don't know what you're talking about. Guest, your son gonna come on before or after man. I don't know what you're talking about.
We got together. I know that's right. Look, we got another caller that just called in. Janetta, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, baby girl, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. Wonderful. First of all, happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you. You the same.
look, Divine. This is my niece, Janetta, just called in. Janetta, what do you think? Say hello to our guest, Divine.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, pretty lady, how are you? Happy belated birthday. Did you do something fun?
No, I had just moved, so I didn't do too much.
Well, moving is fine. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, look, Janetta, you sound all excited. What's going on? What kind of comment or feedback do you have for us today? So you just listening, you just decided to call in. That's good. What do you think about the topic, the things that are being shared today, Janetta? Any comment on it? I know because you are a college student, you're African-American female, and I know some of the things that Divine has said, maybe you've seen it up front, you know, with maybe some of your peers, or maybe you've even encountered it yourself as a young lady. Do you have any feedback on any of that?
Right now, I don't. I just
kind of
keep in and hear everything she had to say.
Okay. That's good. Well, you know what, Janetta, won't you tell just the listening audience just a little bit something about yourself? Where are you going to school? What are you studying?
Well, I'm a student at NIU, and I'm studying education. I got, like, a semester left, and then I think I'm going to go and get for my master's. I'm not sure what I want my master's in, but...
Okay. What now?
Good
you say start. Education to be to do what? To be a teacher? To be going into the field of education?
Yeah, I want to be a grade school teacher.
Okay.
I was already a teacher for preschoolers. So I just want to go and do bigger kids now.
Now, was something that Divine said? Was there something that she said on the show today that really kind of stuck out with you? Because if you're going to be a teacher, then obviously you're going to be working with youth or children. I don't know if you're going to be elementary or you're going to be post-secondary. I don't know which one you're going into, but But, you know, she talked about, you know, that connection with the young people and just not being judgmental. You got any comments on that? Do you agree or disagree?
I definitely agree. You can be judgmental on kids and how you sort of connect with them if you already have what you, you know, have in your mind about whatever situation or whatever they're doing. And you won't be able to talk to them because then they won't listen to your rebellion and everything else. So.
That's good. Ms. Devine, anything that you would probably want to share with this young, up-and-coming educator for the next generation?
Absolutely. The first thing is I commend you for going in the field of education. And going into this field, you have to be open-minded, have a decision of the area that you want to teach. And when I say area, I mean like location. Do you want to teach in the city? Do you want to teach in the burbs? You know, teach with purpose and teach with passion. Because when you teach with purpose and you teach with passion, you leave a mark on your students. Even as adults, you do. Because all of us have a teacher we could relate back to and say, that was my favorite teacher because what?
That's exactly what I want to do. That's exactly what I want to be. That's what I want to teach in, like, I guess, like, low-class areas. Because
just those people in those areas don't get as much cloudy teachers as they should. So. And you know what, Devine, you hit it right there. And Johnetta, as your uncle, I am so proud of you. And I want everybody that's listening to know this is my niece, the baby girl. And she is she's doing some wonderful things, Devine. She's a beautiful girl. She's so determined and you know, and just to see what she's doing in spite of all the other things that could be going on in life. You know, she's made a conscious decision to keep going. And, you know, hey, and stepping away, going to college, that's not some walk in the park. You know, that's a real commitment and personal sacrifice, so on and so forth. So, Johnetta, I commend you. I am so proud of you.
Yeah,
and,
outstanding.
Yeah, girl, and you get a little more happy, too, okay? Sound like you cried on the radio, girl. Don't be crying now. are you in DeKalb now, or are you in Chicago?
I'm in DeKalb.
You're in DeKalb. Okay, do you want to say any shouts out to anybody on the radio?
No, not really. Most of everybody over here is left party.
She's like, I'm just here. Please help me. Please help me. Don't make me do this for that.
That's funny. Devine, don't you just like those people that call in and they don't really know what they want to talk about?
I have people that are call in and they'll hang up and then they'll go and listen to it live and then they'll send messages to me on Facebook or through my text messages. I'm like, ask this question.
Right,
really? All you got to do is press one. And with me, I don't call out names. I call out area code and the last four of their numbers. So I don't know how much more private I could possibly be.
I know that's right, but Johnetta called. No, I have no comment. I just heard you.
I want to say this to Johnetta. If you can, Thursday night, avail yourself. I want you to call into the show. And the reason I want you to call into the show is because you have made that conscious decision, which a lot of our young adults are not even getting past high school. So you have something to say. You may not have it to say right now, but you have something to say because it has not always been easy for you in your life in terms of making the decision. There are certain things that you have to say no to get to where you are. And you are a very bright and intelligent young lady, and you will go far in life. People need to hear that. I don't ever want you to downplay where you are because there are so many young ladies who got pregnant at 16 and 17 that have never had that dream.
Yeah.
That's good. That is so good. So, Johnetta, we're really proud of you, and I know we got other people that are trying to call in right now. We want to encourage you. Keep calling because this 1-888-429-5471 number, that number is wide open, and we could take multiple callers. But, you know, we have to kind of clear them out and just keep it moving. But, Johnetta, thank you so much for calling in. We love you so much, girl. Happy birthday to you from Uncle Dwayne.
You
do good. Make us proud. And stay in touch, girl, okay?
I will.
All right. Okay. All right. Do we got another caller coming in?
No, not at this time.
Okay, Divine. So you know what? You were talking about these programs that's coming up. Yeah, you definitely, because I had a great time when I came on your show. That was wonderful. I didn't think I had enough time to say everything I wanted to say. I was just kind of getting into that thing. And then the credits started to roll. I almost felt like Martin on that one episode when he came on there. And Tommy Davis, you know, he was trying to get on the show. And then as soon as he started introducing himself, they turned the lights off. And
right.
The show was over. My brother was feeling like that. So, you know, we got to definitely
right.
do this again.
Yeah, definitely. When we're in the process of the show topics now and looking into the special guests, but I want to make sure that I have the airing dates and everything together so that you'll know when and how, because that was a very unfortunate situation of what happened. And believe it or not, that was my first time ever doing that.
Wow.
And yeah, that was a bit. It was actually a pilot show, and that was my first time ever doing it. I had a lot of rave reviews, but, you know, again, it was a learning experience. I thank God for it. It opened my eyes to the world of business, and I will say to a lot of us, you know, sometimes we want what we want when we want it, but when God tells you no, you need to sit back and adhere to whatever he's saying, because he's telling you no for a reason, and that's what I did. And because of that, I ended up saving myself a lot of heartache and pain later down the line. And you can't allow an obstacle or distraction to stop you from greatness. All of us were born with something great. There's a scripture that I meditate on every day, and it's Proverbs 18:16, which says, "My gift will make room for me and bring me before great men." Not your job, but your God-given gift. And when I began to think about that scripture, I decided that if he says my gift, he didn't say name specific. He meant everyone that was born on this earth has a God-given gift that will make room for them and bring them before great men. That means that we have something on the inside of us that causes us, we're already great. We're already successful. We're already destined for greatness. We already walk in power. We already walk in authority. We're already blessed. But what can I do to tap into it? And I want to say to our young adults who are dealing with so many different things in their lives, and they feel like no one loves them, and they got this passion. They grow up on the block. I grew up on the block, so to speak, and you feel like, I want a way out, but my friends want to do this, my friends want to do that. You have been chosen. You have been selected to do something great. Don't allow your area, your community, where you stand, where you go to school, or even your parents or family members to discourage you from living your life and completing your goals and having your dreams, because you can do it.
Girl, you know what? You're a powerhouse. We got another caller that just came in. Caller, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Minnie Robinson.
Hey, Minnie. Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. Minnie, do you have a comment or question for our guest today, Divine?
I don't know what the subject is. I just got in. I've been trying to get in for a while. Janine is trying to get me to be a part, but I just got in, so what have I missed?
Okay. Well, you know, we talked about so much, but our special guest on the show today is Divine. She's a radio and television host. She's a motivational speaker, and she's been talking about her journey and just the path that God has brought her on to where she is today. And she's also been offering just wisdom keys and tips and just some principles, some universals to parents and to anybody alike in terms of just connecting to people and not being so churchy, but also just being personable and just, man, embracing people for who they are and what God has put in them.
I think I came in on a part on toward the end of some things that she was saying, and I hope I'm correct. I grew up in an area years and years ago, but anyhow, drugs and prostitution was pretty rampant in my neighborhood, but I knew within myself that I didn't want to do that. And don't get me wrong, even being a child at that time, I didn't knock the people for what they did, because they were part of that village that helped me in that neighborhood. But it's got to be with already within you what you want to do, because you know with God that you can do all things. But I grew up and I turned out all right. And the people who say they blame their neighborhoods or their parents or friends or relatives, that's just a cop out.
Yeah, that's good. Divine, can you speak to that right there?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of times we do, we are in, you know, you can't help the situation that you're born in until you can do something about it. And that's why I speak so firmly about don't allow what you're in to dictate the rest of your life. Because there are a lot of individuals, if they don't have a dream or a goal, and if this is all that they see and they don't have anyone bringing them out of where they are, they fall victim to that. And there are a lot of people, I always say the grave is filled with people that are full. And they're full because they were never able to tap into the things that they're supposed to do. There are people that go to jobs and work 9 to 5 and been there forever and a day, and they're miserable because there's something on the inside of them, but they're too fearful to move out. And a lot of times you'll hear the cop out, you'll hear the excuses, you'll hear the different reasons of why I can't do it because of fear. Because of I don't have the resources, I don't know who to go to, people never accept me. We have the Bible filled with people that had situations in their lives, but because, and they made excuses too, but because of their heart, they were able to still do the things that they needed to do.
Yeah.
And that's something that we have to do. We have to look past our own mistakes. Jacob was a cheater. Peter, he tempted. He had a bad temper. David had an affair and placed his man on front line. Noah was a drunk. Jonah ran from God. Paul was a murderer. All of these people, I could go on and on. Yeah. All of these people had different
issues. You got to put Wayne in there because I was all those things.
I'm just saying, let's be real. But what we'll do is we'll use I was this, okay, keyword, was. I was this. And we'll stop saying that you can move forward. We can't allow fear. And I realize it's a faith walk, but there's a lot of people that don't know what faith is. How do you motivate somebody that don't even know God? We can quote scriptures, but let's be honest. A lot of people don't go to church because they've been hurt in the church. How do we reach people? And the only way we can reach them is by displaying love and to live your life. You living your life will make people come to you and say, how did you do that? You work at this job, but you have all of these other things going on. You know what? Let me take you to lunch and talk to you.
Yeah, that's powerful. Many, many, I know you were sharing that, you know, that environment was around, but you made a choice to do something different. What was it in you? That, you know, because maybe then you knew God, maybe you didn't know God, but what was the turning point for you not to follow what was around you, you know, versus the opposite?
Well, the turning point was for me, I thank God that I lived in a two-parent household. That was a big help to me. I listened to my mom, but you know what? I was frightened to death of my dad. So I knew what I wanted to do in life, and I just thank God that I had two parents to help give me a foundation to know that that wasn't something that I wanted in my life. And now, like I'm saying, since I've matured, I see myself, and I appreciate everything that your guest is saying, because I agree with her totally, and that's what I try to do, because I am a minister as well. And whatever I can do to try to help to make a difference in someone's life, I will do that. And I find myself being attracted to young people, and I just love that, because that also helps keep me young. So that was part of what helped me, Dwayne. And I know God is always within me, and I know that was the heading, that was the lead person right there is God. Yeah. And I had nowhere else to go but back to where I came from, and that was to the Creator. So I'm very thankful for what I do and whatever I can do to help someone. So I think, Ms. Divine, is that your name?
Yes, ma'am.
I agree with you totally, sweetheart, and I agree, and I appreciate all that you're saying and doing.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, you know what, Minnie? We're going to have to get you back on here, because one of the things that I want to do, and Divine, we definitely going to have to get you back, because what I want to do is I want to have a full-blown panel talk. And we'll get different people, the ministers, you know, the radio personalities, the television personalities, the different people that are in areas of influence, so that we can have some real conversation and dialogue, and then we'll open up the lines and have all the young people calling in and talking, because you know what, they want to do something different. I truly believe that with all my heart, but it's just sometimes they don't know what to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? I haven't met a kid. And the time that I've been in the earth, they came to me and told me, I just want to just be a prostitute, or I just want to be a drug dealer, or I want to be a failure. I've not had one kid to tell me that. And I've been in some tough areas, and I've come out of some tough areas. You know, everybody want to do something. It's just, you know, it goes to what you said, Minnie. The environment is looking hopeless. There's a lot of despair in the home. You know, the family has been devastated. You know, the drugs and all these different things are going on, and then you don't know any other way. So, you know, and I commend my niece, Janetta, who called in, who is away at school and, you know, and made a decision to do something. So we got young people out here that are doing some things, and that's what we want to do, too. We want to celebrate them as well. So, Minnie, thank you for calling in. You make sure that you stay in tune with everything, because we want to get you back and have you be a part of that panel talk. Would you like to be a part of that?
I certainly would, and thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak, and you keep on doing the great things that you're doing, Dwayne.
Thank you, Minnie. God bless you. Keep praying for us, okay?
I sure will. God bless you.
All right, all right. So, you know what, I think we may have, for anybody else that is trying to call in, I know we'll be getting ready to bring the show to a close very shortly, but that number is 888-429-5471. We got our special guest on the show, Miss Divine, and she's doing a phenomenal job. And you know, people that are calling in, that are commenting, even I'm getting text messages and everything, Divine, they love what you're saying. You know what I mean?
And God is good.
Amen, girl. So your ministry is up front. Bold in the face of folk. You know, they can't hide around you, Miss Divine.
And you know, it's not about hiding, because it's not like I'm going to come in your territory unless you allow me to. But I'm serious. If you give me full rein, no, it's going down. But I am very open and I'm very direct, but everything that I do, I'm learning to do in love. I haven't always been this way. And let me say that. I don't want people to think that I've been this super person, and I used to have a very nasty disposition. I used to smoke weed every day. I used to drink all the time. I used to be very promiscuous. You know, there are a lot of things that I've had to overcome. I didn't go straight to college. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that I have done, and I'm not ashamed of it. And because of that, I use those very things to tell people it's going to be okay. And that's what our young adults and even our adults need to know. It's not about being perfect. We all have sinned and come short. We all make mistakes. We all miss the mark. We all got problems. We all dealing with stuff even right now. But you can't allow that to dictate the rest of your life, because just as well as you had mistakes, you've learned from them. Just as well as you fall, you've gotten up and you kept it moving. And that is our responsibility, is to tell each other that. And there are moments when I need encouragement. There are times where even I have had to cry myself to sleep. It doesn't mean who I am or what I do. It means that I'm human, and that's what we all have to understand. I'm going to be high this day, but I can be low tomorrow. Who's going to pick me up?
Yeah, you're right. That's powerful. That is so powerful. And like you said, hey, there's times I'm crying myself to sleep. I'm trying to figure this thing out. But the thing that I tell people every day is, Don't park yourself on the curb. Don't take yourself out the game. You know what I mean?
You know what? You're greater than anything that you'll ever deal with in life. honestly. You are greater than any obstacle. You're greater than any circumstance. You're greater than anybody who lied to you. You're greater than depression. You're greater than worry. You're greater than stress. You're greater than unemployment. You are greater than your children acting a fool. You're
That's
greater
right.
than the person that left you to be with somebody else. You are greater than that.
You know what? We got Samantha that's calling in all the way from Washington, D.C. Samantha, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, Samantha,
yes,
thanks
here.
For calling in for 3T Radio. How are you?
I'm doing great, and how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. Have you been listening to the show?
I just started listening.
Okay, great, great, great. Well, we're happy to know that. Calling all the way from D.C. That's what's up. well, Samantha,
I just started listening.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said I just started listening. I was just listening to some of the comments.
Okay, well, we'd like to hear from you, Samantha. Do you have a comment? You got some feedback or you got a question?
No, I don't have a feedback. I more so have a comment.
Okay.
I know you guys are talking about walking in destiny.
Yes.
Walking in destiny. Now, one of the things that I know is that sometimes God have a way of just placing the right people in your life. Because, you know, as Jeremiah 29 says, I know the plans that I have for you.
Yes.
So sometimes we go through things and we're asking ourselves what's going on. I think that God just has a way of just taking you through circumstances because he has something greater in store for you.
That's good, Samantha. That is so good. That is so powerful. And that's what Divine has been talking about, being greater than situations and circumstances, because the big fella lives on the inside of us. And Samantha, you just came and you
exactly.
so eloquently just kind of hit that right there. You know, Jeremiah, I love that, because, you know, what did he tell Jeremiah? He said, don't even look at him. You know what I mean? Just say
right.
what I told
exactly.
you to say, right?
Right. So, and then, you know, sometimes we just have to stay grounded in the word and know that God is. Sometimes he would take us through things because he wants us to remind us that he is God and that there's no problem too big for him to handle. And sometimes, you know, we do forget when things are going well, and it's as soon as we're faced with a challenge in life, we fall short and we start, you know, getting depressed and everything. But that's the time that you still have to praise him and thank him, because, you know what, he's going to work it out.
Yes. That's awesome. That is so awesome, Samantha. And you know what? We got to get you. Let me ask you something. Would you be willing to be a part? Because I was just speaking even to a few other people that called in, and they shared some things. We're going to have a nice panel coming up really soon. We'd like to know if you'd like to even be a part of that. Would you be willing to be a part of that?
Oh, that'd be great.
Good. So, Samantha, what we're going to do is you and I are going to follow back up with each other, but we really appreciate you. Your comment, Ms. Divine, is there anything you'd like to say to Samantha all the way from Washington, D.C.?
Thank you for calling in and joining the show and continue to be a motivational factor to a lot of people around you. I can just feel that you're the type of person, your personality lights up the room, and a lot of times you're misjudged because of who you are. Just keep doing what you're doing. That's it.
Well, thank you.
It's Samantha. How's, just out of curiosity, how's the weather out there, girl?
You know, today is such a beautiful day here in Chocolate City, D.C. We have a
lot of chocolate news. We got a black president out here.
So everything, and it's just a perfect day today. You know, today is the day that God has made, and I mean, the
Amen.
Weather, it has just been extremely hot, and today it's like in the 70s. It's like a perfect day.
That's
the
awesome.
The sun is
That's
just
awesome.
Beautiful.
That is awesome. Well, Samantha, we are so happy you called in to 3T Radio. Stay in tune with us, and we're gonna you and I follow back up with each other so we can get you to be a part of what we're doing here in Chicago. And you have a blessed day and a blessed week, okay?
And you do the same. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Okay. So, Divine, it's been an exciting show today.
Yes, it has. And, again, thank you for giving me the platform to speak and to talk about the different things and to be a blessing to those that are listening and those that called in to wish me well. I appreciate you as well.
Well, you know what? Let's you and I stay in touch, because I believe our work has just begun. You know what I mean?
It is. It's just the tip of the iceberg, and that's one thing you have to do. You just have to stay steadfast. A lot of things may not work out the way that we want them, but just because it don't work out how we see it, it's still going to work out for our good. And we just have to stay the course. A lot of times we can have our plans in mind. We have an outline of the time frame that it's supposed to take place, and it doesn't happen, and it could be a distraction. We get upset, but God's way is perfect. It's true. He's ordered our steps. He's directed our path, and he knows what's good.
Yes, that's awesome. So, Divine, thank you so much for being on the show today. I've been blessed tremendously just talking to you. I look so forward to opportunities to do other things with you, to be a part of some of the things that you're doing, and together reach these young people and win them over for Christ. Thank you for being a part of the show today.
Absolutely, and thank you. You keep doing what you're doing as well, because there are a lot of young adults out there that need an outlet. They need you, so continue to move forward.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Keep praying for us, Divine. Keep praying for us, girl.
Of course. Of course.
All right, so everybody, today you heard it right here on 3T Radio. We've had our sister Divine, the anointed vessel God is using to do some awesome, awesome, awesome things. I know you've been blessed by today's show. I know I've been blessed. I'm just over here like, man, we can keep doing this till tomorrow. But unfortunately, we can't. So to everybody that tuned in, thank you. For those that called in, my brother Reg Campbell, my niece Janetta, Minnie, and Samantha, all the way from Washington, D.C. Boy, I tell you, the train getting around. That's what's up. So we want to just encourage everybody, stay in tune. Let's keep praying for our young people. Let's keep walking by faith. And the word says over in Psalms 55 and 22, it says to cast all your burdens on the Lord. And one translation says, for his shoulders are strong enough. Man, that's good. And then it says that he will sustain you. And then it says this, he will move you to not fail, fall, or slip. So that right there, for everybody that's listening, simply translates, God got your back, your side, and your front. And so I'm excited about it, and I'm excited about you and what's happening in your life. And we just ask that you stay tuned, continue to stay on the train, be a part of what we're doing, because we're part of moving this generation of young people into destiny and purpose. So until next week, thank you so much. God bless you, and we'll see you then. This is D. Smith, your train conductor, pulling this train in to our stop for the day. God bless you. See you next week.
Yes.
This one ain't getting better, they getting worse. Feel the thirst, not just the verse, but hoping truth gets dispersed. Spend thousands of dollars on a purse. Told me to quickly get outdated and faded, feeling jaded about to burst.